Oh, she wasn't ready. Hey, Chucky Farley.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
Welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You. So.
You want me to do it again?
Besides, go ahead. There you go. Besides the fact that Lindy wasn't ready. Let's see. There's a lot going on. Let's talk about this right off the bat. The 21-year-old kid that got arrested.
Oh, for leaking the...
National security secrets?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just reviewing some stuff on Twitter about that.
Yeah.
The big comparison is, right now, is you have... If he was a pro Biden guy and leaked something during Trump administration that would hurt Trump, he'd be celebrated as a hero.
As a hero, right.
He wouldn't have been arrested.
Right.
Because Colonel Vindman, that one guy, that he admitted to leaking documents to get basically Trump impeached. So he leaked military secrets. Why is he not in jail?
Right.
You know,
it's a good question. I mean, and then, so, but, what? And I'm going to read you this letter from Marjorie Taylor Greene, right?
Okay.
Now. Okay. She sent it to Lloyd Austin.
Okay.
Says right here that nearly 100, where's my glasses? What do I do with them?
They are not here.
I don't know what I do with them. Oh, well.
You want me to read it? I have my glasses on.
I don't know where you put them.
I don't know
where. Or here, just make it really big.
There we go. It says, nearly 100 special forces from Western countries, including more than a dozen Americans, have been operating on the ground in Ukraine, according to leaked classified documents. These classified documents were allegedly leaked by Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old member of the 102nd Intelligence Wing of Massachusetts. It is apparent that Mr. Teixeira is a whistleblower exposing the corruption of the Biden administration. From day one, Joe Biden lied to the American people about the war in Ukraine. His decision to send billions of dollars worth of weapons and aid to Ukraine has engaged the United States in a proxy war it cannot afford, jeopardized peace efforts, and pushed the United States to the brink of nuclear holocaust. A U.S. troop presence in Ukraine was never authorized by Congress and demonstrates that Joe Biden is open to pursuing a broader conflict between the two nuclear powers. It is vital for the Department of Defense to provide Congress with answers on the presence of U.S. troops in the Ukraine. Therefore, as a duly elected member of Congress, demand direct answers to the following questions. What steps are the Department of Defense taking to make U.S. military operations in foreign countries funded by American taxpayers more transparent so as not to be humiliated by leaks of classified documents? What type of military operations are being conducted by U.S. Special Forces in Ukraine? Did President Biden authorize placing of American troops in Ukraine without the constitutional approval needed from Congress? How many American service members are currently stationed in Ukraine, aside from the 14 reported in the leaked documents? So, this seems like it's an impeachable offense. If we have people... if we have people on the ground...
If he's committed troops on the ground without authorization from Congress to send troops there, you know, that's a lot more serious than just a phone call with a leader telling them,
we're going to hold your money until we figure something else out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You violated a United States law.
Well, he's violated a lot of them, but no one will call him out on them because he's a Democrat. There is... I don't think the DOJ can actually deny a two-tier justice system. You know, one for the politically connected and elite, and then one for the rest of us.
You saw that Mayorkas, was it Mayorkas who said it? That no, we treat everybody the same.
Oh, no, that was Merrick Garland.
Oh, yeah, Merrick Garland, that's who it was, yes.
You know? But that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, of course, the last DOJ was under... that was under Trump when they should have charged Vindman, but they didn't.
Right.
But actually, you know, the statute of limitations would be damned according to this Alvin Bragg in New York. So so why don't we charge Vindman now? Why don't we arrest Vindman for he admitted that he leaked classified documents in the attempt to get Trump impeached?
Yeah.
Why can't we arrest him now?
Well, I'm sure some... Attorney General out there should be listening to this and We hope.
Well, it's a federal crime, so it has to be a U.S. attorney.
Oh, damn it.
You know.
Citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest!
Okay, Barney.
No.
Oh,
that was Gomer.
That was Gomer. Citizen's arrest!
I'm a citizen's arrest him.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Colonel Vindman, you are now...
citizen's arrest!
Locked into your home. Do not leave your home without permission.
Ever.
You need everybody's permission. If one person denies it, everybody denies it.
Man, I'm tired today. So now I'm getting a lot of... Oh, that was you posted that Yingling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very popular now.
Let's see. So here's a tweet from Tom Fitton, mm-hmm. Judicial Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Teixeira, take note. Comey referred for prosecution, declined, because he leaked information, right?
Mm-hmm.
McCabe referred for prosecution, declined. Hillary email crimes, nothing. 14 FBI officials, agents leaked classified sensitive materials, nothing. Biden hid classified records he took as a senator and VP, mm-hmm. while still trying to jail Trump for the same stuff. Hunter still protected. And then, of course, Trump, of course, repeatedly abused DOJ, double standards, and the rule of law crisis. I would say, but, you know, the DOJ's own actions or not inaction, mm-hmm. on previous cases, this guy might have a decent defense, but I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But this goes back to show you.
You know what?
What?
I just thought of something. Trump, were really thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
he might contact one of his lawyers to reach out.
To
help him.
Who? Oh, the kid? The kid?
Because mm-hmm. I don't think the kid's parents are going to be able to afford a lawyer for
him. No, he'll get a public defender.
Yeah, exactly. Some kid fresh out of law school. Pimples still on his face.
I could defend you.
Yeah.
My dad's a TV repairman. My question is this. And everyone on all these news agencies, how did a 21-year-old get access to all this information? How did he get such a high clearance? He got that high of a clearance based on his job position.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, you want me to read that letter again? Because it says right in it. He's in the intelligence wing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, my question is this.
Yeah.
I used to have a security clearance. And I've been on the secret computers, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The SCI part, the kid had a top secret SCI, sensitive compartmentalized information.
Okay.
So the SCI part is what has me.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be read into certain programs or pieces of information. You just can't go into some file server on the computer and just start looking up anything you want to look up.
Mm-hmm.
How did he have access to that information if the Massachusetts National Guard was to have nothing to do with it, right?
Right.
I didn't never had a top secret, so I don't know. If there was a file server in the intelligence community that they could go in to start scanning everything in the Pentagon, I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems odd that 21-year-old Joe Snuffy,
mm-hmm.
in the Air National Guard is going to have access to some of the special operations shit going on in Ukraine.
Right. Yeah. Who knows? But it is kind of funny. I mean, someone talked to Trump about it. Not Trump, but Biden, and he didn't seem too worried about it. And apparently the guy's like, no, this is something you need to worry about because...
Well, because this could actually... If we actually have troops in the ground over there,
mm-hmm.
this could get them killed. Other sources, it revealed... You know, here's what gets me is why is the media not even talking about the information in it? They're talking about the kid. The media actually used to give a shit about the shit inside the information being released.
It's a state-run organization.
Like, you know.
Like NPR.
These reporters should be asking more questions about the material that was released.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have troops over there? Who authorized it? How many more do we have? It revealed that we have intelligence sources in pretty much every level of the Russian military.
Right.
So there's going to be people dropping dead all over there. Because mm-hmm. some of this information, they're like, oh, only you, and you knew about this information. So I can't nail down which one's the source. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get people killed. So it's just sad. It's just. Anyways, I think the kid being, I don't know if he's being set up or if he was just stupid. Probably stupid. He's probably trying to impress some girl on the gaming site. Hey, look what I got.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but, or maybe he was just, he's just trying to expose what's actually going on. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because we're not being told the truth as American citizens.
I know. You know, and there are some things that is, in the operations of the government that you really don't want getting out just because it will endanger sources, it will endanger people.
Right, but if it's something that's putting us on the fucking brink of World War III.
Nuclear war, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to know about it. Because Biden tends to think that he can do what, he's misjudged President Everything. King. He thinks he's a king.
He has misjudged pretty much everything, and because of him, okay, so we're on the brink of World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Our groceries are through the roof. Our gas prices are through the roof.
Uh-huh. Oh, you sure about that? Because I just saw a tweet from the president 3 hours ago that said...
Our U.S. dollar is about to take a fucking collapse in the worldwide market. Uh-huh. You have alliances being built by China, Russia, everyone else going into a new monetary system, getting away from the U.S. dollar as a world reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So when all that happens, people, guess what? Our dollar is going to be worth crap. And instead of buying a car for $40,000, how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
Because the dollar is so devalued.
Well, that and the fact that now Biden's even putting bigger restrictions on emissions and stuff, forcing people to buy electric fucking cars. And they're giving you, what, a $7,500 credit, tax credit?
Ooh.
I know. Towards a $60,000 vehicle?
Ooh.
Wow. So I only have to come up with $51,000 of my own fucking money, not to mention what it's going to cost extra to charge that thing. Then if you have multiple vehicles in your house, like we do.
Yep. Your electric bill, of course, all electric bills are going up, up, up.
Right. Because so, how do they produce? I mean, we're not producing enough electricity. But yeah, it's like these fuckers have no idea what the hell
they're But they're doing. The smartest people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're idiots. Clean energy. Just let get away from the well. Let us fucking drill. So.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this guy.
Me too. But I can't, now that tweet, I can't find it. But I'm sure if I went under President Biden, I'd find it. But basically he said that gas prices are going down. And I'm like, what? It just went up 20 cents over fucking night here. In the last month, it's gone up, what, 60 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the tweet.
Which one?
The one that he wanted.
From President Biden?
Yeah.
It was 3 hours ago. 3 hours.
He probably deleted it because he got so much backlash already. Whoever posted it at the White House thought, hey, look, I'll be cute. I'll post this.
Yeah, because look, it was like right in here. Here's this thing with...
Was it from Biden or was it from the White House?
President Biden.
At POTUS?
Yeah, probably.
Let's see. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
This week's data showed that continued progress in our fight against inflation with annual inflation at the lowest level since May of 2021. We're seeing lower prices in gas, groceries, and electronics, and wages are up. That's breathing room for the hardworking Americans. Now, here's a picture. It says inflation has fallen by 45% from its summer peak. Yeah, but it's still up like 200% from when you took office.
Yeah. And is it down 45%?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would mean, okay, 45%. It was up to what? What was the inflation at? Like 11%?
Something.
That was the peak? So what's 45%? So it's still up 50%?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I went to Costco yesterday.
Yeah.
And I bought a bunch of stuff, started buying more stuff in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still over $400.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't. whenever we go to Sam's Club, we go early in the morning, too. And the first thing we do is we make a beeline over to the meat section.
Uh-huh.
Because we get the meat that's getting ready to
expire.
Expire, yeah.
So you can freeze it before it goes bad?
Yeah. Dude, we got a couple of huge fucking chuck roasts the last time we were there. And
yeah, $426.
Yeah. What was our last bill?
$329.
We didn't even buy that much stuff. Oh.
Nope, we didn't.
So where's he coming off with this crap? He has a pad. He doesn't have to pay for shit. I mean, wait a minute. Here's an idea. Let's stop making the fucking president start buying his own fucking food, paying for his own fucking gas. We'll take care of security because that's what we got to do.
Well, but, okay, to a point. He's still got to pay gas for the beast.
He does?
I would make him.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. You want to fly on Air Force One? Fine, but you got to pay for the fucking gas.
I think Hunter needs to pay full fare.
Yeah, first class fare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
why is he getting to fly?
He took the whole family. It was a family reunion or discovering his roots. Why does he have to go to Ireland?
Or a business deal. Because Hunter had business dealings.
In Ireland?
In Ireland.
Fucking
during his trip?
I don't know, but previously, through his companies, he's had dealings in Ireland, so maybe this was a business trip for him.
Yeah, it's fishy.
Yeah.
Why would Biden say
the Biden crime family business meeting?
With all the information coming out, did you know how they found all these payments, right?
Uh-huh.
And Congress has subpoenaed all these banks.
Mm-hmm.
You see the first bank that coughed up all the data?
Mm-hmm. Here you go. The Chinese bank?
Yeah. Here you go.
Well, yeah. You know, and I think his saying, I'm going to stay here, was a slip.
Maybe I don't think so. Maybe it wasn't.
Are they a non-extradition country?
I don't know, but maybe they went there looking for a place to live. Maybe they're going to be planning on getting over there so that they can't be prosecuted.
Oh, that can be prosecuted in absentia.
Yeah.
But does Ireland have an extradition treaty with the U.S.? I'm sure they would.
I don't know.
Who knows, man? I am so tired of this guy and this guy's politics. It's not even funny. We become a fucking joke.
What the fuck?
What? What the fuck, Chuck?
How long is this video? 12 seconds. Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
Yep.
Billy is gay. Yeah, this is him. He's gay. I called up my dad and I said, hey, guess what? Your grandson? Gay. Gay, gay, gay.
So she got...
Kid's not even a year old. And he's gay. Allegedly. These parents...
Can you say groomer? Groomer, groomer, groomer.
Yeah. Well, it was like there was another one where...
Well, so the parents are getting status.
Yeah. Exactly. They're getting likes and follows and all this other crap.
You know, as much as we use all these social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
if they abolished all of them tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I'd be okay.
Me too.
It would get some used to not checking shit yourself.
Yeah.
But you know what? I lived a large portion of my life without it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be good to go back without it.
It would, but except for we need...
We need to advertise our show.
We need information.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch the news like you do. So this is how I get my...
We have to go back to old-fashioned research, Chuck.
Damn it. I have to go back to watching CNN. Damn it.
Don Lemon.
Dude, he said Michelle Obama's better looking than...
Melania?
Yeah.
Well, he is gay, and Michelle is a dude. So, that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
You know, Michael does have a dick.
Ireland does currently have
extradition.
Yeah.
Oh.
With Australia, the United States, and Hong Kong.
I thought you said Ellen.
Ellen. Ellen has a dick too.
No, Ellen has a dick too. Jesus Christ. They all have them. Chicks with dicks.
So I saw this really disturbing video. I don't know if I liked it or not. I don't think I did.
Uh-huh.
Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Uh-huh.
Was getting an interview with his wife, and his wife is taller than him. And his wife started laughing, and the Adam's apple was going up and down. I was like, oh, if that is real, I mean,
I wonder if this is true. Well, this is 18 hours ago, but
what?
Breaking: Bud Light halts promotion with Transformer after $6.6 billion loss.
It only took him $6.6 billion to halt it?
Yeah. Apparently.
Transformer.
There's a video that goes with this. I want to see what this says. What's it that means? Somebody dumping their Bud Light.
Cancel Bud Light. You see what it is? We ain't drinking Bud Light. We ain't drinking no tranny fluid.
Otherwise known as queer beer. You guys heard of near beer? Bud Light's now queer beer.
Near beer, queer beer. Oh, man.
Well, I wonder if that's true. I would hope it's true.
Well, so 6.6 billion. I've heard that number a few places. So mm-hmm. I know the last number I heard for sure was 5.
I heard 6. You told me the other night it was 4.
Yeah.
That's the first time I heard that. And then shortly after you said that, I heard 6.
I heard 5 last day or so.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously their market value and their sales are down like over 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be feeling this. A lot of these distributors that had events with all the Clydesdale horses
mm-hmm.
have canceled.
Yeah, well, I saw where Bud said they canceled them for safety reasons. They were like, people are going to hurt the
horses.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The only people going to hurt those horses are those fucking trannies like Dylan.
Those horses are huge, first of all. It would take a lot to hurt one.
Oh, they'll try.
But then I saw...
Those Transformers will try.
I saw... Where is it? Damn it. I hate Twitter.
Twatter.
Listen, Elon Musk. When I want two different Twitter feeds up on two different web pages, I want it up, okay? Stop fucking around.
Well, you know he took the W out of Twitter.
Twitter? Oh, on the...
On the sign out front.
Out front, he like painted over with white.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
So it says titter?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Is he like...
In a spat with the city or the landlord or something.
Oh, really?
Yep. Wait a minute here. This is off subject, but Democrat Boston Mayor Michelle Wu developing quite the reputation in March. Reported owners live restaurant, 5 restaurants alleged they have been discriminated against. Anyways. So apparently Boston is using federal money to pay college tuition for illegal immigrants.
Hmm. What? Repeat that.
Boston is using federal money, federal stimulus money,
mm-hmm.
to pay college tuition for illegal immigrants.
Congress needs to look into that, like they're doing with Bragg. They halted his money. You heard that, right?
Uh-huh. All federal money to the Manhattan DA has been stopped?
Yep.
Good.
That's what I was reading today. Jim Jordan, he's going to learn. Now, Jim Jordan was a college wrestler. Let's see a fight between those two.
Yeah.
fight.
Here you go. Is this a 5-year-old girl, right?
Yeah.
She knows the difference in trans... She's hired.
Okay.
At that age, she can go teach a college class.
Here's the deal.
Well, you heard the reason I said you heard that sound clip with Riley Gaines and some anthropologist professor, PhD. She asked a question. You have a husband and wife buried next to each other in 100 years. You go dig up the bones. Can you tell which one is male and female? And this PhD professor in anthropology said no.
Really?
You didn't hear that? And then everyone laughed at him in the room. So I'm the expert here.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently you're not, because I'm looking for this tweet. Oh, I mean, so, well, okay, here's the deal. So they say, even these trans supporters say it, right? She's a woman. They always start everything. She's a woman. She identifies as a man. It's right there. She. If it was a man, it wouldn't be. It would just be. He's a man. It wouldn't be. She identifies as a man. I mean, think about it. They're saying it right out loud. She identifies as a man.
So you have to call her and identify her as her preferred. No, I don't.
But no, but even they don't. Because they say she identifies.
Would that be they, them?
I don't care what their fucking pronouns are. Fuck pronouns. I don't fucking care what their pronouns are.
Yeah, shit.
We they?
Yeah, what? Was my favorite one.
Yeah. For the one from Nashville?
Yeah.
Or Memphis?
Yeah.
Was were. Oh, man. So, anyways.
So, apparently there's a trans rights protest going on in Texas State Capitol right now.
Right now?
Apparently.
There's like four people?
I don't know, but they're chanting trans rights for trans rights. What rights don't they have that
anybody else has?
Yeah.
Exactly. What rights are you missing?
Yeah, what rights are you missing?
You know, you have the right to work, you have the right to vote, you have the
right to bear arms, and you got the right to be taken out by the cops.
All right.
So I want to talk about those Tennessee politicians after the break.
Oh, the two yahoos?
Yeah.
The guy that was funny like in 2016 or whatever was very articulate.
And now he sounds like Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
I got the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to take a break? We're at 27 minutes.
Yeah, we can take a break. Do you have our new commercial ready?
I do.
Mike?
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Hang on.
That's all, folks.
Let's see. Let me find our
commercial.
All right. Let's see. Here we go.
Okay. Real man of
genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Budweiser Head of Marketing Guy. Only you could take a beer and make it. Oh, no. 20 years of amazing ad campaigns. And this is where we end up.
Not gonna buy it.
What the fuck were you thinking?
And we'll be right back after that message. Hey, we're back.
You know, I noticed these Coors Lights seem to crack louder and better than other brand.
Than the pussy fucking Anheuser-Busch brand.
The tranny blend?
Yeah. Queer beer.
Queer beer. That's why it's so soft. good call, Chuck.
Crack. I know. Seriously, it was like that. It was like, sometimes you're like, did I even open it? I know. Did I even go through these things to snap right over? Snap! It was like, snap it into a Coors Light. Like Randy Macho Man Savage.
Here, I want to play this video. We talked about it before we went to break.
Okay.
This is reference to those two Tennessee Congress House people that were expelled and then put back in for disrupting their,
they led a protest. An insurrection.
Insurrection.
No, call it what it is.
Yeah, everyone's terms, it's an insurrection.
Yeah.
But this is a guy like in 2016, this is one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm running for president of BSG. There are a few reasons that we're running this campaign this year. One has to do with representation. How can we represent all voices in a conversation? I wanted to do this by partnering with organizations from the Boone Democrats to the Boone Republicans. I want to bring together different voices, dissenting voices, voices that may be more liberal or more conservative, in order that we can reach a point of sort of the radical middle.
Seem like the NRA and gun lobbyists might win. But oh, that was good news for us. I don't know how long this Saturday in the state of Tennessee might last, but oh, we have good news, folks. We've got good news that Sunday, our
I wonder what changed in him.
Well, his hair got a lot longer too.
Yeah.
He went from clean cut to fro boy.
Afro man.
He went to Colin Kaepernick. I mean.
And then turned into MLK.
Yeah. He's Martin Luther Kaepernick.
So that just shows that he's a complete fraud. And then the second guy, I think I have his name here. There's video of him during the BLM riots. Tennessee Rep. Justin Jones was stopping cars and assaulting drivers in the summer of 2020.
I saw
the BLM riots.
Yeah. What the hell? What's with that crazy-ass bastard?
Apparently he was arrested, I don't know, like at least a dozen times. So these are not the pinnacles of society to be holding up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the liar, you know.
Right.
He'll just be celebrated. Oh, they're just attacking you because you're black. And of course, that was the first.
That's racist.
That's racist.
Dude, I'm so tired of that fucking argument. Because you're black. It's just like Walmart's pulling 4 stores out of Chicago area, right?
And they said, oh, you're just doing it because of racism. No, they're doing it because...
Yeah, you're not... Because they're losing fucking money because you can't stop them from shoplifting in the store.
Well, yeah, because these parents go in there and they just teach their kids to eat while they're walking around, to eat while they're shopping, and they don't pay for shit.
Oh, dude, I see that.
And then they grab shit all the time and they fucking leave.
I see that up at the Safeway. You know, they have that chicken wing bar or whatever right there.
People buy it, eat it right there.
They put it in a box, and you're supposed to take the box up and pay it for it by the pound. But they put it in a box, and then they eat it as they're fucking walking around, and then leave the box of bones
somewhere else.
Somewhere in the fucking aisle. It's like...
Safeway can't be making money on that.
No, they can't. Well, maybe they can, because they're probably fucking charging you way too much money for it. I mean, hell, today, I bought the fire starter thing, right? And I thought the guy put it in my grocery bag, but apparently he didn't.
Put it in somebody else's?
No, he just put it...
Laid it on the thing
in another bag, but there were like a bunch of empty bags there. So with one thing in it, just looks like an empty bag. So I didn't grab it. Lindy tells me that it's not in the bag, so I have to go back to Safeway, and I go up to Safeway, and the guy goes, "Yeah, some lady grabbed it and put it in her cart, and then she brought it back and gave it to customer service." And I went up to the he goes, "Let's go get it." So we went up to customer service. The lady goes, "No, some lady brought that back and said she paid for it. I already refunded her." I'm like, "No, it's not right here." He goes, "No, he paid for it." She goes, "No, she said she paid for it." I go, "Here's my receipt." She goes, "I'm not questioning that." I go, "Well, apparently you are." But I go, "Because how can the lady
return it
without a receipt?" And the lady's like, well, she said." I go, "So you just take people's word for it?" And then the guy, the cashier guy, he goes, he saw the confrontation coming, and he goes, "This is yours, just take it, go."
Yeah.
You know, because the lady didn't, when I asked her, I go, "So you just..."
Refunded, somebody just says...
Yeah.
So does that mean I can pick the most expensive item in that store, go to that customer service lady...
I paid for this, yeah.
Go grab it from the shelf, put it in a bag, walk up, said, "Here, I want my money back."
Yeah.
"Where's your receipt?" "No, I paid for this, I want my money back."
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even have to leave the store with it.
Well, I told you what I saw at Winco, right?
Right. It was peel and eat shrimps, right? We were just talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, and they ate it throughout the store and then stuck it on the cookies when they were done.
Yeah, the shells.
You know, but so people in Walmart, Chicago, this video of them doing that, looting, stealing, shoplifting.
What?
Plus all the damage they do. So you can't tell me that they're going to stay open. It has nothing to do with race.
No, it has to deal with financial stuff. And the guy goes, "Well, we shouldn't have to be traveling out of our district to
go shopping."
And
why don't you teach your kids to be a little bit more respectful of the stores in your area?
Yeah,
exactly. Of course, you do that, what they're going to do, they're going to go outside the area and trash everybody else's shit.
Right, they're going to start stealing from outside.
They're going to do that now because nobody wants to go in their neighborhoods.
Well, that's what happens in Walgreens. In like San Francisco, there's like fucking no Walgreens, there's no Targets.
Well, and Whole Foods is apparently leaving.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too. This is what lawlessness gets you fucking people, okay?
Well, then they complain. Like I said, "Oh, it's racist. You're just leaving this part of town because it's the black communities. No,
no,
I'm leaving this part of town because everyone keeps fucking stealing. I can't sustain insurance and replacing products and, you know, and if it has to be in a black neighborhood, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie. They would do the same thing if it was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they were losing money because all those fucking rich Scottsdale kids were doing the same shit. They'd be like, sorry. Yeah, because really? poor people are just as bright and talented as
white kids.
White kids.
According to Joe Biden.
What's a business decision? You have a business losing money due to heavy losses, regardless of where they're at. Is it, you think that business is going to continue to pay rent on a property, replenish product, insurance on a property, for something that they're continuously losing money on?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I put his bed there. Get tired of holding them.
Yeah, just so you know what we're talking about. Lindy and I went and got another dog for our lonely dog. And
We rescued it,
and it's attached itself to Lindy.
It's my baby.
So you've got a new appendage.
Well, you saw I was holding him. It's like putting his paws down my shirt.
It was kind of weird too. I know we're getting off subject here.
That's good. It's a good subject. Rescue dogs are a good subject.
It was kind of weird. So we brought it home on Sunday. Didn't want nothing to, Sunday night, nothing to do with this. But when we went to bed, it followed us into the bedroom and it knew exactly what the steps at the foot of the bed was for.
Mm-hmm. He went right up.
He went right up, picked a spot out, and slept and stayed there all night long. And then the next morning we got up, which was and Lindy put him on the leash. And took him out to the... You took him in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
Just took him in the backyard on the leash and came back in. And as soon as she took him off the leash, they were like best friends. It was like, you're my best friend. And he never left her side.
So if you take him on the leash somewhere...
Well, no. He's okay with me. It's you he's not too...
I know. It's like, damn it.
Give it time.
Oh, yeah. They all dogs warm up to me after a while.
Yeah.
What happened with him, he was a stray, so he was running the streets of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And they caught him.
And took him to the no-kill shelter, Halo.
Yeah.
And he was in there. He was in there, and he got adopted by a couple. We don't know who they were. And don't care who they were. And they brought him back, like, a week later. Just said he barks too much, blah blah blah. So when we were getting the lowdown on him, they fucking basically made it sound like
he was Cujo.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna bite you. He's gonna bark at you. Blah,
because
blah.
He bit someone when they were trying to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bird bite, but
yeah.
Still.
He's gonna do this. He's gonna do that. He hasn't done any of it. He's not a barker.
Other than at me.
Oh, really?
When I walked in, he was barking.
Yeah.
But you know, that's...
But he does that. I mean, he barks at me when I walk in, but, because it's a shadowy... But he really... Until he can see who you are.
But once again, I'm new.
Yeah.
You know, you've had him a week. He's in this new house for a week. Really? So now he's starting to be protective.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know who I am.
The only thing is with her, he recognizes her the minute she walks in. And he's all fucking happy and jumping around and like, pick me up.
It's all good.
My baby.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
He'll get used to everybody.
But yeah, so if you go get another dog, please go to the rescues and get them. You know what I mean? It's like, I know puppies, and they got puppies at the rescue.
Puppies are cute, but you know what? There's enough dogs out there that need help.
There's always going to be somebody who's going to buy the puppies.
Yeah, there's a dog there at this rescue.
Humperdinkle?
Yeah. It's a big dog. It's a fucking huge dog.
Great Dane.
And they go, the thing is, he's been here since before Christmas, and he's dumb. But if you look at it, I mean, we saw him up close, and if we didn't, if we didn't have another small dog or whatever, and I go, I would take that dog. I'd take that dog in a fucking heartbeat.
I got a friend who actually used to have a bunch of Great Danes. So
really? Yeah, and yeah, I mean, I feel bad for that dog because he's trapped in that place.
He's like a gentle giant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have a big dog, German Shepherd, and two small dogs.
Right.
And I would say, you know, of course, I was a dog handler in the military. I was canine.
Yeah.
And I like having a big dog around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in my home and everything else, I think I prefer small dogs.
Right, yeah. In your, in like, our house.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I would take that dog for a walk, like,
yeah,
daily.
But, see, like, well, small dogs, we have a small dog door. They go in and out. They poop in the backyard, not big poops.
I know. You scoop.
All right, good.
Yeah, you're good.
Big dogs, big piles.
Big poops, yes. I understand that.
And yeah. I take this big dog on about 3 or 4 walks a day.
Right. But you have that big green space across from your house.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still, I mean, it gives me my steps. I get my little walks in.
Yeah.
But, man, it's work. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I remember one time my original dog, Nigel.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking it at the townhouse we lived in?
Yeah.
And there was, like, this huge fucking turd, like huge, and this lady came out of the house and was screaming at me about, you need to pick up your dog's poop. I go, I do pick up my dog's poop. She goes, well, what do you call that right there? I go, ma'am, that is not my dog's poop. I go, if my dog poops something that big, I'd take him to the vet fucking immediately.
And she's like, okay, I'm going back in.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. People don't think.
I know. Look at the size of the dog and then look at the poop, okay?
I try not to look at the poop, but yeah, big dog, and you just pick it up in those little thin bags, and it's like all warm and moist in your hand. Sorry, if you're listening to the show while eating, I apologize.
Yeah.
But that was our good touchy-feely moment for... Rescue dogs.
For the week, yeah. This is brought to you by Rescue.
Halo Rescue.
What the hell?
What?
What the hell is this photo? It's a Bud Light commercial?
I don't know. You want to look.
Joe has his face buried in Z's fucking crotch.
It's a Photoshop, obviously.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's funny.
Bud Light.
Sponsored by. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. We keep going back to that, but Bud Light shot themselves in the foot so badly.
You have to. I mean, because okay, here's the deal. So, they come out with it less than a week after the tranny goes into a Christian school, shoots 3 fucking children.
So they... And nobody's talking about that. They're still celebrating the trannies, and now they're celebrating these Tennessee guys that just, right?
Uh-huh.
They're doing everything they can to take away from the fact that this fucking tranny just fucking killed 6 Christians.
Right.
Where's the manifesto?
Yeah, where is the manifesto? Why are you hiding the manifesto? Where's it, Matt? Where's the manifesto? Where's Epstein's client list? What else is out there that we're fucking not seeing?
There's a lot. So, here's a... Is it Penker?
I mean, trannies are taking up the news right now.
What? Transformers?
And is really something... Are they really sure they want this much fucking attention?
So, it's gotten so bad.
Mm-hmm.
There are groups out there... Gays Against Groomers. Have you heard of them?
Yes. Yeah, and they're trying to shut them down.
And yeah, they are. And there's also the LGBT LMNOP alphabet is starting to fall apart.
Uh-huh.
The lesbian, gays, bis are starting to separate, trying to separate themselves from all these trannies because of how fucking whack job they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And not you know, minor attractive person. Okay, pedophile. Just say what it is. Pedophile.
Yeah, exactly. There's no such thing as a map, all right? You're not minor attracted. You're a fucking ped. You're a pedo. You're sick.
And so all these drag queen story hours with children, all this shit, it is what it is. You're groomers.
Yeah.
You're fucking pedophiles.
Yeah.
And you're doing this for your sexual gratification, not for the kids.
Right. I had a friend that came to town not too long ago. And we were talking. There was me, her, and another guy that I used to work with back in Iowa. And she said something. I go. I don't know. I don't watch the news. I go. All it's filled up with is like drag queen story hours. And she goes, "What are you fucking talking about?" And the other guy started laughing. I'm like, "What?" I go, "You don't know?" And she goes, "No." I go, "All the fucking people in the schools bringing all the drag queens in and having them read to your kids and stuff." She'd never heard of it. I'm like, where
does she live? The North Pole?
Exactly. I don't know, but it's like, no, I would not put my fucking kid in that, something like that.
You know, I
not that I have a kid, but that I can put in there, but
anymore.
I can adopt. But according to my HR people at work.
But here, but here's the thing. I have grandkids that are in school.
Yeah.
I don't want them. You know, my wife and I actually talked to our daughter about that. It's like, why are you working full time when you could actually give them a better education just by homeschooling them? You know, between my daughter and my wife, let them tag team it so they're not all taking it all at once.
Uh-huh.
But all the curriculum is out there from the state. All you got to do is follow the lesson plans. For reading, writing, arithmetic.
Right.
And then when you get to that CRT bullshit, I'm not teaching them that, you know. They'll get a better education, I think, homeschooling them. And with all these education vouchers, here's why the left doesn't like the education vouchers. Because you got someone who homeschools or wants to put them kids into a private school. Mm-hmm. They take the money basically away from the public education, away from the teachers' unions.
Uh-huh.
And they put it directly towards that kid's education. So now the union's not getting the money. Because you give it to a union teacher pays dues, the dues goes to the union.
Mm-hmm.
So these union motherfuckers get money. All these education vouchers takes money away from the unions. That's why they don't like them. So, F them.
Okay. This just in.
Just in what?
Washington, the state of, passes a bill allowing children to be legally taken from parents if parents don't consent to gender transition.
Washington, Oregon, and California are pretty much lost causes at this point.
Yes. Just, why don't you guys separate and become your own fucking foreign goddamn country at this goddamn point in time?
Yep. The the Commonwealth of Pedophilia.
Yeah, whatever you want to call yourself. That's wrong right there. And this, why do you think these out, because Washington, Seattle, basically Seattle runs Washington, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because realistically, there's a mountain range in Washington that divides Eastern and Western.
Smart from the idiots.
So Western,
yeah.
Washington, the coast, are the idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eastern Washington on the side of those mountains,
yeah.
They actually want to break away. Is it Washington or is it Oregon?
I think it's Oregon. Where they want to go to Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, good job, go.
Yeah, exactly. And Idaho's actually thinking about taking.
Well, they want to.
But how does that work, though? I mean.
Basically, you'd have to draw new lines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the state of Oregon won't do it because of the population they're going to lose. They're going to lose representation in Congress. They're going to lose federal money.
Yeah, exactly.
But the problem is, you get the people in that part who no longer feel represented by their government.
Exactly. Yeah, these people deserve. The same thing with California. Los Angeles, basically, and San Francisco, basically drive California politics, yeah. Right? The rest of the people are unrepresented.
Same as Illinois.
Yeah.
Chicago politics runs Springfield.
Yeah. No, Illinois, not Springfield. But, well, no. Springfield's the capital of Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Chicago politics runs.
Same judge. What?
Yeah. Chicago politics, though,
yeah.
Runs the state of Illinois' capital in Springfield. So you have a lot of farmers, a lot of conservative people in the state of Illinois at the mercy of Chicago politicians and people like fucking Oprah, you know, and Muchel.
Yeah.
But this, it's the same everywhere. And that's why everyone's like, popular vote, popular vote. Well, if you let the fucking popular vote decide presidential elections rather than the Electoral College, you're going to have New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, all these major heavy blue cities determining the outcome of the elections. And you're going to have like Bisbee, Arizona be damned, you know?
Yeah. The majority of it, well, that's the way it is here and right now. And well, since Maricopa County wants to cheat all the time,
right?
Everybody else in the state's fucked,
right? So they almost think they need to break up Maricopa County.
Well, I heard that there was rumors that they were going to break it into like
three counties.
Yeah.
Okay. I might be all right with that.
I think I might be all right with that too.
You know, because when you get too big for your britches. You know, so isn't Maricopa County, isn't it the largest county in the country?
Can I have new representation besides Ruben Gallego?
Well, he's leaving.
Or not Gallego. Who's my...
Stanton,
yeah. Well, no, he's not leaving. He's going to try to take fucking...
Cinema
seat.
So is Lamb.
So
here's my question. I think Lamb sees an opportunity. Cinema, even though she pissed off Democrats, right? She hasn't pissed off all Democrats.
No, she actually did her fucking job,
right.
Is the thing.
So she's going to split the Democrat vote with Gallego. So you split the Democrat vote. Now, of course, she's running as an independent. So it's going to be her, Gallego, and Lamb, probably, unless there's somebody else that runs. But I think Lamb will get the nomination.
Weren't they talking about Carrie Lake running at it that
time? I don't think she will.
I don't think she'll run.
Let it go. Let Lamb take it.
Let Lamb take it.
Yeah.
You know what I foresee, honestly, with Carrie Lake? If she doesn't, if the Supreme Court and all this shit falls through and they don't get a new election here, which I don't think they will.
Doesn't matter. In 6 months, here in like 2 more months,
we're going to do a recall.
We're going to do a
recall. But here's the thing with the recall. The Secretary of State becomes governor, right? Isn't that what happened last time when we impeached Evan Mecham?
I think so, yeah.
Who's the Secretary of State? Fontes. Yeah. So it doesn't fucking matter.
But he's only until the new election.
Is there a new election?
Yeah.
Special election?
Special election.
I thought it was... Okay. So... No. But here's the deal. I think Carrie Lake...
Mecham resigned.
I think Trump...
Little Pekingese, remember?
Yeah. I don't know. What are the odds? And I'm speculating. What are the odds of Carrie Lake being Trump's running mate?
I don't think she'll be. I think it's going to be...
I don't know. She's been...
spending a lot of time with him.
Smoozing a lot with him.
And he loves her.
I know he loves her, but I'm thinking it's going to be either Marjorie Taylor Greene...
No.
Or...
No.
You don't think so?
Nope. I think the firebrand against the media and her coming from the media... I think she... I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, the thing is, she knows how to handle the media.
Yeah, so does he, though.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Those two together...
Could you imagine a debate between her and fucking Kamala?
Oh, God. Well, that's why Hobbs wouldn't debate her, because she was going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
So...
But I also think that Tulsi Gabbard is...
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard. She's open to being a...
VP, yeah.
A VP. And, you know, and that one might be a smarter one for him to lean towards, because she was former Democrat. And now she's independent. And having her as a VP may bring some.
Here, let's listen. Here,
but
let's compare the two. Tulsi Gabbard versus Kamala. Okay? So here's Tulsi.
The fact that the Democrat elite in permanent Washington are able and willing to use the power of law enforcement to go after and target their political opponents... Everyone from parents who have the audacity to go and attend a school board meeting because they're concerned about their children's education, all the way to a former president, is evidence that our country is no longer a functioning democracy or truly a free country. It's time for us, we the people, to vote out these anti-democracy politicians and take our country back.
Okay, that's Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay.
Here is our...
I like Venn diagrams.
What?
I like school buses.
Here is Kamala Harris.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help.
That's more Katie Hobbs-ish. That's more Katie Hobbs-ish, not Kamala Harris. Like Irma Gerd. Like we don't have maps.
Like we don't have maps and we can't find maps.
And I don't know how to do a Google search.
I'm sorry. That was not her.
I get your point, though. I thought you were going to break out the one about, I love Venn diagrams. Venn diagrams are cool.
No.
I like yellow school buses. Aren't they great?
Yeah. Dude, fucking tard. Dude, she's so... Where has she been, by the way? They've been hiding her because they can't allow her to speak anymore. Ever.
Well, they let her go to Nashville last week, remember? When those two Democrats were expelled?
Yeah.
And she was inciting fucking violence, wasn't she?
Yes, exactly. Like I said, they can't let her speak, ever.
Do you have that clip?
No, I don't have that clip. Do you have that clip?
I might have that clip, but, you know, it's like, all the shit that they're accusing Trump of doing, It's like, did you just let the Vice President of the United States go there and spew this bullshit? Are you going to impeach her? That's my question, and I'm sticking to it. Let's see. Man, I got a lot of shit on this phone.
I know, I got a lot, too. I got some long clips, too.
Let's see. John Stewart. Oh, maybe not.
If you don't have it, that's fine.
Oh, here it is. You don't silence the people. You don't turn off their microphones. You don't...
Really? They do it to fucking conservative people all the time. Every school board meeting, they turn people's fucking mics off.
But here's the thing. She went to Nashville to rile the people up for those expelled congresspeople, right? For violating the rules and leading an insurrection on the House floor for Tennessee. Do you think she went and visited the victims' families of that school of the shooting?
No.
She didn't.
Trump, or not, I mean, Biden hasn't fucking called him. He has no...
No, but they've done the trans day of activism and trans day of visibility. We got to recognize our trans people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, as shooters?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, remember that one, was, were. Anybody know how to get tranny fluid out of a fucking carpet?
I know, we're going to hell for that one.
I don't care. Fuck you. Fuck you, tranny. Fuck you.
There's more than meets the eye. Transformers!
Yeah. Optimus Prime, you fucking turd. Alright, so...
Decepticons, unite.
Did you see the, Did you see the interview, the BBC interview with Elon Musk?
Oh, where he calls a guy for being an idiot and you don't know what you're talking about? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy, it was an unplanned interview. They asked him if they wanted to interview him. And he said, he agreed to it. And I don't understand bringing this up because he's going to be on Tucker Carlson this week.
Okay.
Tucker Carlson's going to interview Elon Musk. But it's kind of a long clip, but I mean.
Oh, it's classic, though.
He destroys this guy. Elon Musk destroys this guy. This is classic.
All right.
I mean, yeah. I would only just add that, you know, we have spoken to people who have been sacked that, used to be in content moderation, we've spoken to people very recently who were involved in moderation, and they just say there's not enough people to police this stuff, particularly around hate speech in the company. What hate speech are you talking about?
I mean, you use Twitter.
Right.
Do you see a rise in hate speech?
I mean,
but just a personal anecdote, like what do you I know?
Personally, my For You, I would see I get more of that kind of content, yeah, personally. But I'm not going to talk to the rest of for the rest of Twitter.
You see more hate speech personally.
I would say I would see more hateful content in that
content probably. You don't like or hateful. What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist. Those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that what
you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm just curious. I'm trying to understand what you mean by hateful content. And I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's why I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't name a single example.
I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that For You feed anymore, because I just don't particularly.
Now he says he doesn't use a feed.
A lot of people are quite similar. I only look at my
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example, not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
How did you see the hateful content?
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken it over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen that you For You hateful content. I'm asking
so
for
what
one
is
example.
It?
Yeah. Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying, then I say, sir,
that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give me a single example of hateful content, not even one tweet, and yet you claimed that the hateful content was high.
Well,
that's a false.
No, what I claimed.
You just lied.
What I claimed was. There are many organizations that say that kind of information is on the rise. Now, whether it has on
Give
my
me
feed
one
or
example.
Not, I mean, I, right, and literally if you look at someone like the Strategic Dialogue Institute in the UK, they will say that. So
people will say all sorts of nonsense. I'm literally asking for a single example, and you can't name one.
Right, and as I already said, I don't use that feed. But
I don't think this is getting anywhere. You literally said you experienced more hateful content, and then couldn't name a single example.
Right, and as I said,
that's absurd.
I haven't actually looked at that feed.
Then how would you know this?
I'm saying that's what I saw a few weeks ago. I can't give you an example. Let's move on.
But Elon Musk caught him because he, in the beginning of the interview, says he uses that feed and he has personally seen more hateful content.
Right, and so he's asking him for one example.
And now he's saying, well, I don't use it. He goes, you lied then.
Yeah. Give me one. And he's like, give me one example from your feed.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. From the BBC, though, have you watched The Crown ever?
No.
So my wife and I are watching The Crown. And then we're at the part with Diana and Martin Bashir. Remember that fucking douche canoe?
Yeah.
Dude, I never knew this, but do you know that he, in order to get an interview with Diana, he faked up some bank statements for people close to her and her personal security, saying they were receiving money from British intelligence to spy on her? Uh-uh. They forged bank statements, and of course the forgery guy who came up finally admitted it. So, once again, for the BBC... They're all about lies and deceptions in order to get what they want.
Right.
Well, what does that say about the media? Let's see. What was that? Which motherfucking president for President Bush got as a Rather Dan Rather faked some documents? It's like
several of them.
Yeah.
Dan Rather and which one was it that said that he was shot down and then come to find out that he wasn't?
No.
Or Peter
Williams.
Jennings or whatever.
No, not Peter
Brian
Jennings.
Williams.
Brian Williams. Yeah. No shit, there it was.
Yeah. A bullet whizzed by my ear.
I remember when the bomb dropped at Nagasaki. It missed me by 10 feet.
I was born in 1962, but I remember it.
You know, this guy here just shot himself in the foot, dude.
Dude, I know. It's funny. I mean, I'm not going to play the rest of the clip. He gets destroyed.
He does.
And then basically he goes, this interview is over.
Yeah, let's stop. It's over.
Yeah.
I can't take it no more. I can't take the abuse. You're proving me wrong.
And, I'm a liberal. I can't.
Let's just move on.
I'm gonna start crying.
Yeah, I think let's just move on.
No,
I no, think let's he, not move on. No,
I think he really actually wanted to end the interview.
Did he?
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I'll go back.
Let's see.
I'll go back.
I could have swore it was. He I'll said something like, "Well, let's just move on then."
I'll go back. Oh wait, where was it? Where?
Just kind of go.
The strategic dialogue institute in the UK. They will say that. So
they will say that.
People will say all sorts of nonsense. I'm literally asking for a right. single example, and you can't name one.
Right. And as I've already said, I don't use that feed. But
I don't.
How would you know? No, that
I don't think this is getting anywhere.
You literally said you experienced more hateful content, and then couldn't name a single example.
Right. And as I said,
that's absurd.
I haven't actually looked at that feed.
Then how would you know this hateful content?
Because I'm saying that's what I saw a few weeks
that's
ago.
That's what I heard.
I can't give you an example.
Then give me an example.
Let's move on. We only have.
Let's move on. He says.
Yeah. COVID misinformation. You
amazing.
You've changed the COVID misinformation.
Has
rules.
BBC changed its COVID misinformation?
The BBC does not set the rules on Twitter, so I'm asking you.
No, I'm talking about the BBC's misinformation about COVID.
He's like,
I'm literally asking you about, you changed the labels, the COVID misinformation labels. There used to be a policy, and then it disappeared. Why do that?
Okay, COVID is no longer an issue. Never
does
the BBC
is a made-up fucking thing
responsible for misinformation regarding masking and side effects of vaccinations and not reporting on that at all? And what about the fact that the BBC was put under pressure by the British government to change its editorial policy? Are you aware of that?
This is not an interview about the BBC.
Oh, you thought it wasn't?
I see now why you've done Twitter Spaces. I am not a representative of the BBC's editorial policy. I want to make that clear. Let's talk about something else.
I'm interviewing
about the BBC.
You too.
All right, let's talk about something else.
You weren't expecting that.
Let's talk about something else.
Damn it!
That guy's gonna go back to the BBC. He's like, "Thanks for fucking us. You're done."
Yeah. Exactly.
Because he represents the BBC.
Yeah.
Good job, Brits.
Yeah. I can't. Can you give me one example?
COVID. Oi. Okay. COVID. Oi.
When was the last time you used that feed? Like 3 to 4 weeks ago. Okay.
So give me an example.
Give me an example of what you saw.
I really don't use that shit. I really don't read it. It's not what you said. You just said.
Yeah. It doesn't matter when the last time you used it was. What are you talking about? Give me an example.
Well, and that's the way all of the libs here are. It's all about, well, I heard, and this incident, incident he referenced is a hardcore left misinformation institute.
Do you guys know who Teddy Roosevelt is?
Former president.
Yeah. Long time ago, right? This is a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. To anger,
bitches be crazy?
To anger a conservative, lie to him. To anger a liberal, tell him the truth. So when was Teddy Roosevelt president? I don't know. Let's look it up.
Right in the
1940s? 20s?
30s? We'll find out. I'm looking it up. No. He died in 1919. So.
Oh, really? Okay, so a little before then.
Yeah.
If he was president in the 1930s, it was quite a feat. Holy shit. Good job, Teddy.
I know. Way to come back.
Teddy's come back to her. Hey, shows my fucking American history knowledge.
I know. Vice president, governor of New York, president of the United States. So 1901 to 1909.
Because he was in the Spanish-American War, Teddy Roosevelt was, I think.
Right, yeah.
Well, no, because he would have been president during the Spanish-American War, because that was the turn of the century.
He was in office September 14th in 1901 to March 4th, 1909. So I don't know what these fucking things are, but...
Okay.
You know, but he was president back in the early, in the turn of the century.
So what's the translation? Bitches be crazy.
Or Democrats are just fucking lunatics.
Well, Democrats are bitches.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, exactly. I like that one better. Bitches. You bitch. Oh, hey. So I don't know if this is real or not. I really seriously fucking hope to God it is.
Uh-oh.
I hope to God. So there's this meme that came out on Twitter. And it says, Antifa is planning to shut down Sturgis bike rally. Claims too many USA flags and Confederate flags there.
Okay, so...
Please.
I think that's a couple years old.
It may be. I know.
I think it was. But it... Because Antifa actually went to Sturgis.
I know, but there was only like 10 of them or whatever. Yeah.
And they had to be protected by the cops. The cops had to protect them from the bikers.
Dude, why? Why protect them? They went there. They know the risks.
Because you're about to find them duct taped to a tree, naked.
With honey and ants on them.
Fire ants.
Dude, I swear to God, I pray for this to happen. I fucking pray. I don't pray for a lot, but I pray for this. Please, God, let this happen.
Let Trans-Tifa actually be dumb enough to do this. I started calling him Trans-Tifa.
Did you?
Just now.
Seriously. I've asked you for a lot in my life. And not one thing's been granted, okay, but please. Okay,
so he's waiting for you to come to church with me.
But please, no.
I got a seat for you tomorrow. You can go pray tomorrow.
No. Well, I'm going to pray for a fucking Antifa to get their ass handed to
them. Yeah, you can come. You can come sit your ass in church and pray in church.
Can I go up on at the podium and say it?
Hey, we can talk to the pastor.
Everybody bow their heads. Please.
Please, change Antifa. Please go to Sturgis and challenge those guys. We want to see it.
Yeah. This guy goes, some things are just meant for pay-per-view.
I might actually buy that.
I know. If I knew it was going to happen, I would. I'd invite like everybody over.
You know.
Dollar.
Well, let's do a GoFundMe, right?
Yeah.
Raise transportation money for Antifa to go to Sturgis. Get him on a couple buses. Come on, brave people.
Yeah, come on. Get on. Fuckers.
Free bus ride.
Yeah, they ain't going.
Tell Sturgis, come on, titties and beer. That's all you need to know.
Titties? We never saw one. Exactly.
Well, this is on 10-year-old boy.
I saw Dylan Mulvaney's booby.
Dude, that picture of that earlier. Real woman, fake woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, remember the old Bud Light commercials with
the girls in the bikinis and the Budweiser swimsuits?
And Spuds McKenzie and all that. Yeah. Fat boys, woo!
And that's what that vice president talked about in her little video.
I know. That's what
The fratty. Yeah, well, that fratty fucking reputation sold beer. Who's your biggest base?
Yeah, it made you the most popular beer brand in the fucking country.
Right? Oh, and this little... I want to be inclusive.
Yeah, where's this broad been?
Yeah, since it happened?
Yeah. She's fucking not even fucking... said a word.
Nope.
No, and then there was articles out saying that the top level people at Anheuser-Busch had no idea this was fucking happening.
Well, oops.
But she still has a job.
Yeah, after, I'm serious. Do you think if I cost my company over $6 billion of market value, I would have a job right now?
No. No, nobody would.
Why does she still have a job? And why hasn't she been, you know, like Game of Thrones publicly, like, shame, shame, you know?
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen Game of Thrones.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen.
She has to be walked naked through the market squares.
Yeah, no, I've only seen the first four episodes of the Dragon one, We kept HBO until the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It disappointed us thoroughly.
Yeah, that ending was...
Yeah, I mean, it's like waiting. We had to pay for HBO for like, what, 3 years? Until the end.
And you're like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, it's like, thank you very much for... We got our money. See ya.
I haven't heard... I mean, that girl's probably hiding in some fucking... some resort somewhere if I could, like, off the grid, no cell phone, no internet. Because she's an idiot. I said it.
Hey, did I play the song, or that, was that just during the break?
That was during the break.
And I didn't save it. No, I can't find it. So, there was a country singer last night had a concert, and the lyrics to a song said the cooler was full of cold Bud Light, and the guy changed it
to cold Coors Light.
The guy changed it to cold Coors Light.
Crowd went crazy.
Except for one guy.
Boo. Well, it's more like, boo.
Yeah, boo. Yeah. Boo.
That was Dylan Mulvaney. After leaving the Four Seasons in L.A. Did you see that video?
No. Lindy played it for me today.
O'Keefe,
the
OMG.
O'Keefe Media Group.
OMG.
Yeah. Hey, okay, wait a minute. So before we get into that, did you see earlier this week, Monday, the fucking explosion at the dairy farm in Texas?
It killed 18,000 cows?
Yeah.
Holy. Is that a nuclear explosion?
I don't know, but why are all our food plants burning down and bursting into flames?
It's been going on for like a year.
Yeah. It never happened before.
So is this like one cow farted and the methane gas lit the candle? And
no, this is our government fucking trying to make us eat bugs.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Climate change. Climate change is not fucking happening.
I'll become a cannibal and eat a fucking Democrat before I eat a bug.
Yeah,
at least it's too. Fucking meat.
I know. Fuck you guys. Fuck you fucking bug people.
It's called the food chain, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm higher on it than you are.
Yeah, exactly. Who was it? I got in an argument this week on Twitter with a guy.
You?
Yeah,
no.
Yes. Unfortunately, it was me. And, I can't remember what the fuck it was about, but the whole fucking thing is, dude, when it comes down to it, when the Russians come here,
and the Chinese, and
I'm prepared to protect my family and my friends. I'm going to let them have you. I mean,
yeah, don't come knocking on my door.
Yeah, you're going to need people like me when that shit fucking comes down, and
nobody needs an AR-15. Right, I don't need an AR-15. I need about 8 of them.
Exactly. Yeah, so here's the deal. You're sacrificed, all right? You're a goner at this point. You can go out there. I'm a Democrat. They're not going to fucking care.
Did you get food in your house? Yeah. Thanks, Huckleberry.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I'll shoot you my fucking self, you dumbass.
Well, it's like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder in the movie The Walking Dead or the TV series.
Uh-huh.
How fast societal norms break down.
Right.
Right? So in a global event like that.
Uh-huh.
And that global event could be coming sooner than people think. How fast would societal norms break down? And
really fast.
Really fast.
Really fast.
And realistically, who is going to survive? Is it going to be the inclusive and I use the right pronouns people?
Uh-huh.
Or is it going to be the redneck motherfuckers like me and you and, you know, who are preparing for bullshit?
Yeah.
Because we all know the Second Amendment is not for hunting, right?
Right.
It's actually for protection from a tyrannical government, which, thanks to the laws and the overreach of law enforcement in today's society, I don't know if there's anything that can be done against a tyrannical government.
Okay, this is what it was. Some dude posted a picture, like, from, like, ages ago of the Ku Klux Klan, okay?
Okay.
So my response to him was, keep dreaming. The photos, that photo is of
a Democrat reunion?
Yeah, yeah. I go, hey, look, it's a Democrat family photo. And he got all fucking butthurt about it. And he goes, well, no, they changed the...
The parties didn't flip-flop.
Yeah, exactly. That did not fucking happen. I'm trying to find this fucking clown's name.
They'll throw the parties flip flop. No, the parties did not flip flop. The Democrats are still keeping the black fucking people down based on social welfare programs and keeping them on a social
plantation. Okay, so the guy blocked us.
Oh, good.
Says, you're unable to view this tweet because the account owner limits who can view their tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he blocked us. So, but the thing is, I've already applied to it. Hey, look, Democrat family picture. Then it's blocked. It goes, keep dreaming. That photo is of Democrats. And I put 3 K's in there. Right?
Yeah.
Then it's blocked. He goes, you're the one reaching just so you can feel better about yourself. That photo is of a racist Democrat. You don't get to change facts just so you can hope to prove a point. Because he was like saying that parties have changed and the Republicans are now.
And you can't even click on his name. Click on one of your tweets to see if you can see who. Click on the tweet to see if you can see who you're replying to.
It's not letting me. It says it's not letting me.
Oh, so either he
blocked us.
Either he blocked us or he deleted his account.
Yeah. And what they mean.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So this fucker either blocked us, but yeah.
Or it was a bot.
And that, no, it wasn't a bot. I'll guarantee you. Because he's like, no, it happens. No, it doesn't happen, dude. It never fucking happened. Leopards don't change their fucking spots.
Right.
All right? You guys are the racist, and you use racism as a tool.
Well, they are now. Everything's about race.
Yeah.
So if everything's about race, nothing.
They use racism and sexism as a tool. And they're the only thing is their tools.
Okay. Good times.
Okay. I'm out of beer.
There's one left. You want to go get it for you?
Lindy's looking at me
like she's done.
Like she's done.
53 minutes.
Right on.
All right. So, we'll go.
So, well, since we no longer have sponsors, we don't have to worry about it. Fuck off. Anchor.
I know. Anchor, you fucking turd. Like 100. You need 100 people listening on Spotify.
I don't care if I have 3 or 300. My 3 listeners fucking love us.
Yeah, exactly. We have fucking people who love us. So
and Cal is like 1 of the 3. That's it.
And so what? No, it's more than 3. It's like 8.
Okay, 8.
So for you 8 people.
The Ocho.
We love you. I love you. Mike loves you. Lindy, not so much. But Lindy just kind of.
All right, guys.
Tolerate you. But we love you, and seriously, the thing still stands. All right, reach out to us. Give us first person to email us. What?
I actually put the email out. I actually may have a guest for us in the future.
But I'm just saying, the first person to reach out to us on our email account, which is didweoffendyou@gmail.com, I will send you a pack of koozies that say "Hold on, sliding to Biden." If you want to see the picture of them, go to our Twitter feed. Is it True Twitter or True Social? It's on one of them. It might be True Social. I'll put it on Twitter, too. I might even throw in a official drink of the Biden administration or whatever. Biden supporters.
A Bud Light?
No. A bunch of little sperms. But, okay. So, yeah, that's my mindset, okay? So, reach out to us. Email is DidWeOffendYou@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at DidWeOffendU, and we're on True Social at DidWeOffendYou, the whole thing. Thanks for listening. We will be back. We're always back, and we appreciate our listeners.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Lindy?
Bye.
Okay.